thanks a lot, Jen. If it's all right, I'll just get going and we can.
Yep, that'd be great.
Okay, thanks. Well, hi, everybody. This is Martin Suberg. I'm the commissioner of the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection. Pleased to be back on the line with you to talk about issues related to, you know, public water systems, drinking water systems. I really want to thank Jen Peterson and Mass Waterworks for arranging this call every week so that we are able to talk together. In addition to me being on the phone, we do also have our Assistant Commissioner Kathy Baskin. Kathy is the Assistant Commissioner for Water Resources. We have Yvette DePisa and Damon Gutterman from Yvette is the Director of the Drinking Water Program. And we also have regional representatives of each of our four regional offices because we recognize that it's important for us all to be hearing these things together. And if there is follow-up needed, that people are engaged early. This call is being recorded, as they all have been over the past year. The call is complete to put a recording of this session up on the MassDEP COVID-19 website. There's a link there so that if it's useful for reference or a further follow-up, this recording is available. So with that, we had a couple of things we wanted to talk about and make sure that we can have time for any questions that are coming in, you know, while we're together. But as always, you know, we're very happy that we are joined by Jane Downing, of the head of EPA Region 1's drinking water program. And we always benefit from getting an update from Jane in these calls. So Jane, if you wouldn't mind unmuting yourself and providing us with any updates from the EPA perspective, we'd welcome that.
Great. Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you, Jen.
Jane, are you there? Did you?
Can you hear me? Am I coming in okay?
Yeah. I don't think we've got Jane.
I think Jane is there, and she... Oh, yep.
Can you hear me?
Now we can, Yes, now we can.
To go? Okay, love technology. All right, well, thank you again, Commissioner, and thank you, Jen. Oops.
Yeah, now we can.
All right. So how are we doing now? Pretty good? Are we good to go? Can you hear me now, as they say?
I don't hear the feedback.
Yeah, we can hear you, Jane. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great. So I'll start with a thank you. Thank you, Commissioner, and thank you, Jen. And I don't know if I start to go in and out again. So considering current events, I really appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about the important work of the water utilities, particularly in these times. Today and every day, it is more than a diversion. For myself and the staff at EPA, it is simply a privilege. So I thank all of you for what you continue to do to protect the public. For my update, I have only two items. I want to touch upon PPEs and also on some training that may be available. On the PPE front, I'm happy to hear that out of more than 60,000, there are thousands of cloth masks currently being distributed throughout the state, and that is a testament to the great work of the coalition that was built with MassDEP, the associations, and utilities. And I'm sure the commissioner will amplify on that. But thanks to all of you to get out those 60,000 cloth masks. I know it was a Herculean effort. Also on the PPE, last week we talked about there was a request from headquarters to identify additional needs, which include N95 and gloves. And we worked with all of you, both in Massachusetts and across the New England states, to come up with a budget for a what if. What if there were more available nationally? how many could we use across the sector. So those budgets were developed, as you might imagine. We put in for tens of thousands of N95 and hundreds of thousands of gloves on behalf of the water utilities. We also emphasized to headquarters and others that there are additional needs, including sanitizing, disinfecting materials, and also face shields. So that was sent into headquarters. I follow that up with checking in with our regional DHS. And I don't want to build up too many expectations. We're not sure that there's going to be a separate effort like there was with the cloth masks. So my suggestion to all of you is to continue to use the incident command system, which is if you have needs, you work locally with your local management agency and then state management agencies and see what they can do to accept your needs and get you additional information and supplies as needed. And I will continue to keep my eyes and ears open on this as this develops. So there are supplies out there. There are lots and lots of priorities, as you might imagine, but people are listening and wanting to know what the water needs are. So we'll continue to think about this and to check on this as it plays out. And finally, on the training front, there are lots of webinars coming your way. Some are COVID related, some are more on the resilience front, but we should remember that we are soon moving into a hurricane system, so we all want to be prepared for other emergencies. I know it's hard to imagine, but there is the hurricane season coming up. So on the issue of resilience, lots of webinars. My advice on that is if you're interested, check the EPA website, which is epa.gov/water resilience training. And you'll see webinars such as continuity of operations. There's a template out there for you. The water contaminant information tool, which consists of thousands of contaminants and properties, how well they can be treated, what their toxicity values are. And also assessing laboratory support through emergencies. So lots to think about. I know you're all busy, but if you have time, you can check out the website. And that's it for me. Thank you.
Okay, great, Jane. Thank you. Thank you for that information. And on the cloth masks, as noted, I have a little more detail. We are very happy that the first tranche of 30,000 masks were successfully delivered. We have the survey out now for the balance of the 30,000 masks. And the survey of who needs them will be open until Friday, at which point Amy Finch and Kathy Baskin and others here will be working once again with the utilities who did such a terrific job on the first go-round to deliver the balance of the masks and make sure that we're doing the appropriate record keeping that the federal government needs in this effort. So encouraging everybody to fill out, as Kathy Baskin noted last week on both this and the wastewater call, even if you filled it out the last time and you have needs this time, you know, it's important that we have as good a picture as possible and try to get the masks to people who need them. So, you know, we're really encouraging everybody to fill out that survey. And I know Mass Waterworks and our other partners have worked hard to make that survey available with us. So, thank you, Jane. So the next agenda item we have is we are also very fortunate to be joined by Mike Maynard, who is the chairman of the licensing board. If Mike, you wouldn't mind unmuting yourself and giving us any updates that the board might have.
Yes, I'm here. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, great. First of all, I'd like to thank the Board of Certification and all the board members who've been working really diligently to process, you know, to organize this whole thing. And I know they wouldn't want me to call them up by name, but I'd like to. It's Blake Lucas, who is Mass Waterworks representative, David Kopis, who is the professional engineering representative, Bill Saloma, who is the DCR representative, and Andy Reed, who is the New England Waterworks representative. So we meet every month and kind of work on operator issues. So with that out of the way, all temporary emergency certifications have been processed. If you have not received one, please send an email to program director with a CC to michael.maynard@mass.gov if you need a temporary emergency cert. The second issue is we have established the electronic review of applications, and we have recently processed about 22 applications fully electronically. So that's good news, and we're hoping to, you know, increase or shorten the amount of time for an application to be reviewed. With that, also, if you are an operator or a supervisor of an operator, and you cannot get through to the DPL, so you send an email to drinkingwaterboard@mass.gov. But what I'd like you to do also is CC program.director-dwp@mass.gov. Again, that's program.director-dwp@mass.gov. That way, DEP has established a good way of tracking all emails. So it will go to the Drinking Water Board. It'll CC the program director, so the program can then bring those issues to DPL if DPL is not being responsive. Also, DPL has a new assistant executive director. Her name is Karen Brand, and we are hoping she is going to help out with some of the administrative tasks at the board. That is Karen Brand. On the training front, I know DEP is planning the lead and copper rule training, and that is going to be given electronically. Stay tuned for that one. Also, New England Waterworks, Mass Rural Water, RCAP, MWRA, and AWWA are doing online trainings, and they are issuing TCHs for doing, you know, remote online trainings, and they're doing a great job with those. And if you can, to the operators and supervisors of operators, please file your applications online and make sure that they're complete. If an incomplete application is received, it has to go back and forth in getting information. So it's worth stressing to the operators to file a complete application online so that they can be processed quickly. And that's about it, Commissioner. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mike. And I'll join in and, you know, saying thank you to the board members. These are people that are, you know, have really been working hard on this in addition to all the other responsibilities they carry on. So please, you know, express our appreciation to the board as well. So with that, you know, a couple of general updates. We have not heard anything new about the stimulus bill and what it might mean for states, local governments, utilities, water systems. We all see the news, but we don't have any new updates about specific developments on there. If we get them, we will pass them on. You know, again, we're continuing to, highlight here, when we talk to the command center and others, that this is a very important issue to all of you. And we will continue to make sure that we're doing our bit to pass on any information that we get or identify any opportunities to talk about this issue for people that are working on it. One thing I want to thank the drinking water staff at DEP. They've done a lot of outreach. Now that we're talking about reopening and buildings are coming back online, you know, they've done a lot of outreach on the need to and instructions on how to flush water systems of buildings that are reopening after sitting either fully or partially unused for months. And in addition to reaching out to our government partners like the Department of Public Health or the Boards of Health, you know, town governments, there has been also an effort to reach out to a variety of groups, including NIOP, which is the Commercial Real Estate Development Association, the Associations of Realtors, Greater Boston Real Estate Board, the Mass Facility Administrators Association, the universities, the Mass Food Association, the Retailers Association, and the Builders Association, just to make sure that, plus, you know, we're working, as I noted, with fellow state agencies and, you know, on schools. So it's a lot of work. I mean, the idea of, you know, flushing the pipes and making sure that the water in the pipes is fresh and that this has been considered is important. We're going to continue to look for opportunities to advance that message. And obviously any help you can provide to us on that, as you already have been, is much appreciated. I think we got one question in advance of this meeting, and I'm going to turn it over to the drinking water program to answer. It's on LCR sampling, and the question is, it seems that schools and daycare facilities will not be open by June 30th. Just to confirm, per the questions and answers, facilities scheduled for this monitoring period will be added to the next monitoring period in the fourth quarter, right? And so I might turn it over to Yvette DePisa here to provide an answer to that.
Thank you. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. We have already provided information on this question, so this is a repeat. The samples for the schools and the childcare facilities can only be collected when the school and the childcare facilities are open. So you should move those samples to the next monitoring period. And if the schools are still not open, you will have to move it to the next monitoring period. So we are really tracking with the opening of the school or the childcare facility. And that question is also in the PWS FAQs on our webpage, and we're happy to speak to anyone who wants to discuss further, but you just move the sampling and track with the opening of the school. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Yvette. So with that, Jen, I don't know if anybody's been putting questions in either through chat or through emails to you, but if so, we'd be happy to try to work on it.
So Michael had referenced the LCR training, and there's a question about what is the expected time frame for that training? I know Yvette's working on
that. I can take that question if you would like me to. This is Yvette.
Yep.
That'd be great.
Okay, thank you. We are looking at the end of June, beginning of July. We have had to go through the process of, number one, getting approval to do remote training, and then to set up the appropriate platform for the training. So we are anticipating that we'll be ready by the ending of June, early July. And as usual, we will send out the invitations via the P Director emails, and we'll work with Mass Waterworks to make sure that we have a date that is not conflicting with too many of the other things that are ongoing. Thank you.
If people have questions and they're on the phone and they'd like to email them, my email address is jpeterson@masswaterworks.org, or you can, if you're on the call and you want to put it in through the chat, you can do that as well. So that was the only question that we had come in right now.
So anybody want to try unmuting themselves and ask a question in real time? Okay.
All right.
Not hearing any.
Nope, and nothing is coming in via email nor the chat. So I'd just like to point out for folks, Mass Waterworks will be doing sort of a returning to work roundtable because we've been getting some questions from our members about what other utilities are doing as they're beginning to bring their employees back to full staff. So at 9 a.m. on June 9th, we're going to do a Zoom roundtable to have utilities be able to talk with each other about that. So if anyone's interested in how to register for that, you can certainly let me know. It's just an exchange of information, so just an opportunity to get people talking. With that, Commissioner, I'd like to suggest, since the volume of questions has sort of gone down and the number of participants have gone down, that I think it would be appropriate at this point to move to an every other week call, and that will maybe give some time for more questions to come up in between. And certainly we can still continue to take questions in between the two calls, and if anything's really important, we can get it off to DEP sooner. But if that's all right with DEP, we greatly appreciate that you've done this weekly and think that it's probably best to move to every other week at this point.
Sure, we're ready to meet and work with you, and if that's a workable interval, we'll be here and we'll work on that. We'll work on that time frame. And as you know, there's lots of ways for us to make sure that if there are things that need to get addressed in the meantime, we have ways of doing that. But we'll be here at whatever frequency works best for the membership.
Great. And I really do appreciate not only your participation, but your staff's and Jane Downing's as well. It's I've gotten a lot of good feedback, and a lot of people have found this a very useful forum to ask questions and exchange information. So we do appreciate your commitment to this. So with that, we'll give one last opportunity for people to unmute using star 6 if you have a last minute question or any comment you want to make, or we can end this call, and we will resume again on June 16th.
I have one real quick one, Jen. This is Eric, Town of Reading. How are you?
Good, Eric. How are you?
Good. Commissioner and Yvette, if on that sampling of the schools in the, on the following period, with the LCS, so Reading's on triennial. So Reading would be sampling this year. And then if the schools don't open and the window closes of that quarter, which is like July 1st through September 30th, does those sampling of those schools then fall into like the next 3 years from now? Or how, what's the availability of that? And could we sample the schools even though they're not in session, as long as significant flushing was done and then kind of the proper sitting period in the pipes? Would that be acceptable? That's it.
Yvette?
Yeah, this is Yvette. We have received similar questions, and we're evaluating that and looking at what the procedure would be where you are simulating normal conditions. So for that question, I would say get in touch with me or the program, and we can walk through it and provide some guidance, and once we've done that the first time out, we will be able to provide to others. But yes, that's a legitimate question that we've heard, and we're working on guidance.
So maybe the next time we're on the call, we can share what progress we've made, because as you indicate, it sounds like there's more than one system that might be dealing with this.
I can, this is Eric again, I can put together like a proposed blueprint on how I'd like to do that for the schools that we have on our docket to sample, and then send it over to Yvette, and then you guys can take a look at it, and within 2 weeks, you can probably get an answer back or whatever.
Right. Terrific. Much appreciated.
Okay. All right, we'll do.
All right, thanks, Eric. So we do have a couple others that have come in. What is the time frame on when the regional offices will be open?
Still TBD. We're still practicing social working or social distancing and teleworking for the most part. You know, again, this is going to be a very cautious reopening. You know, again, we want to make sure that we preserve the gains we've made as a result of all the safeguards we've put in place. So we do not have a date yet. We're starting to talk about things. You know, we're starting to talk about what a plan would look like. In the meantime, though, if there are specific things that you would like to, you know, that require delivery of materials or you know, there's something that needs to be done, you know, at a particular site, I'd encourage you to speak to the regional representatives, and we'll try to do a workaround. But right now, we don't have a specific date yet for reopening, you know, the physical premises.
Right, and then another question, the FAQs that DEP has posted on their website for the drinking water were last updated in early May. Will those be updated again?
I think we have a few more to update. I meant to mention that at the beginning. I was actually meaning to, you know, just make sure that we're staying as current as possible. I think we do still owe a few updates, so I will make it a point to identify what those Q's and A's are, and I'll, Jen, I can send an email to you, and you know, the director can send an email when we have updated Q's and A's.
Great. All right, any last questions? You can feel free to unmute yourself at star six. All right, hearing none, so we will get information out for the next call, which is going to be Tuesday, June 16th at 2 p.m. And then if anyone is interested in participating in our roundtable next Tuesday at 9 a.m., please do let me know, and I'll get you information on how to register for that. So, Commissioner, thank you to you and to your staff for this, and we'll talk again on the 16th.
Thank you, and thank you all for all the amazing work you're doing.
Take care.
Bye-bye.